of my listeners have a business, product, or service they would like to introduce to my audience, feel free to email MaryJaneKPodcasts@gmail.com for inquiries. That's MaryJaneKPodcasts@gmail.com.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Welcome, welcome, welcome everyone to Sister Wives with Mary Jane Kay. Today, I'll be giving my commentary on Sister Wives, Season 3, Episode 6, The Wives' Diet Woes. Today, we meet trainer Bill for the first time this episode, and let's remember, Janelle had the idea of the family business being to open a gym, and that would have been a much more intelligent, practical, feasible idea than my sister wife's closet. But unfortunately, at the last business meeting with the family, Janelle expressed that she had great ideas that she was excited about that no one was interested in. Janelle is business-minded, she studied accounting, and she is the financially savvy one of the bunch. She knows how to take the seed of a business idea that would be practical and feasible, and she knows how to execute it to create a profitable business. From the start, Janelle wasn't too excited about my sister wife's closet. I think she could see the writing on the wall that this jewelry business was a niche business and more of a hobby. It wouldn't ultimately end up becoming a profitable business and a huge earner to support the family. It was a huge financial loss for the family. So I wonder if the Brown adults had listened to some of Janelle's ideas and capitalized on her knowledge and her business savvy, if perhaps a family business would have actually worked out for them. The gym seemed to have more potential for success. As we know, my sister wife's closet failed just as Janelle suspected it would. And Cody has always wanted to be in real estate. In fact, last episode, he told his old high school friends that he was going to be going into real estate in the next 1 to 2 months, maybe sooner. And it's now been 14 years or more, and it seems Cody still doesn't have his real estate license. Although we know he has big dreams to build rentals on Coyote Pass, and he wants to become a real estate tycoon. However, Janelle actually worked in real estate since Vegas, and she actually had her real estate license and was working in that field. So it's interesting that the family was hesitant to entertain Janelle's ideas. It seems like Robin had a dream and Cody wanted to fulfill it at all costs, even if the other wives seemed to know it was a bad idea, it wasn't feasible, he still insisted. Cody borrowed a lot of money and the business, of course, didn't pan out. I wonder if they went with Janelle's idea, if things sincerely would have worked out better financially for the Brown family. Let's get into it. This episode opens with Mary announcing that she is taking her sister wives with her to the gym. Mary has been going to this gym for a few months now, and she found a great personal trainer, Bill. She works with Bill. She really likes him. Mary reveals that ever since she was a teenager, her weight has fluctuated. When Mary married Cody, she was a size 10 and now she's a size 14 and she doesn't like it. Christine is working out because she wants to look better, she wants to feel better, she wants to live longer, she wants to be healthy. Janelle remembers when her kids were little, she saw her weight creep up and creep up and she felt powerless to stop it. Christine is excited to be working out, so the sister wives head to Anytime Fitness and Mary introduces the ladies to Bill, her personal trainer. Mary says, when you look at Bill, you think, oh, this guy is going to kill me. He won't let up. But Mary really likes working with Bill. Christine asks if Bill is going to be one of those people who yells at them like a drill sergeant, push up, push up. Bill doesn't seem like that at all. Bill seems like he's very in tune with what his client needs, and he works at them at their pace, at their level, giving them what they need out of him. He's not the bossy type of trainer. Bill says she wouldn't mind it if she got yelled at. She wouldn't mind it. She thinks it would be fun. Bill tells the ladies he isn't a drill sergeant, but if they want him to scream and yell at them, he will. Mary says the first time they were at the gym with Bill, Janelle was very suspicious of him, and he was suspicious of what Bill would do to her, so Janelle was hesitant to work with Bill. Bill weighs the ladies first. Janelle doesn't want anyone to see her number on the scale. And Janelle says when they first started to do their measurements and they were going to make their measurements public, she was mortified. Her weight is her Achilles heel. And she had never told anyone, including Cody, how much she weighs. Janelle is very brave. Janelle weighs 271, and she says her physical appearance has been her Achilles heel. She knows she is intellectual, she's smart, she is a good employee, she is good at everything else. But for Janelle, her physical appearance has always been her Achilles heel. So to have it blatantly broadcast was very disturbing for her. All have things that we're insecure about, that we don't like about ourselves, that we wish we could change. And so for Janelle, it's her weight and her physical appearance. So for her to be brave enough to put that out there and go on camera and film, I admire that. I think Janelle was very brave, and I also think Janelle is very pretty. And the older she gets, the more vibrant and beautiful she looks. She's beautiful, she's smart, but when you are in your body looking out, sometimes it's hard to feel positive about yourself. Janelle has been working on her weight and her health since season 3, and look at how great she looks years later in season 17. Christine is up next on the scale. It's very, very brave of these ladies to do this. Christine weighs 222 pounds. Christine says it's not the biggest she has ever been. She was bigger when she got married, so she is happy at least that she isn't at that weight. But she feels her weight is ridiculously high, and it's 2 pounds over what she swore she would ever be. The number on the scale is meaningless. It's about how you feel inside about yourself. It's not about the number on the scale. If you don't feel good about yourself, even if you are a size 0, you will not feel good. Mary weighs in at 213, and she doesn't like that. She feels it's too much. Robin goes last. Mary reveals that she doesn't see Robin as a threat to her relationship with Cody just because Robin is a smaller person than she is. Robin weighs in at 158 pounds. Mary knows that Cody loves her for her, and he loves Robin for Robin, and it doesn't have anything at all to do with their body sizes. Christine says people are going to look at her body, they're going to look at Robin's body, and they would probably think that Christine would love to have Robin's body, her body shape, but Christine says she doesn't want to be too skinny. Mary knows that Cody likes her curves. Robin says Cody told her in a very nice way that he actually likes curvy girls, and Robin knows she isn't a curvy girl. So Robin doesn't think that she has an upper hand with this situation because she is the thinnest of the wives and Cody actually likes curves. Bill tells Janelle, Mary, and Christine that they have a goal of losing 20 pounds. And Janelle has a 44 body mass index, and it's better than it was in the past, but it's not great. And Bill says, if Janelle continues with this lifestyle, she will have an unhealthy life, she'll be unhealthy, she'll be unhappy, she'll be depressed, she'll have anxiety, she won't live as long as she would like to live. And Janelle already knows this. Bill tells Janelle that with a weight of 271 and a body mass index of 44, she needs this the most. And Janelle says it was a horrible day for her, but she knew that this was something she had to do. This is very brave and very courageous of Janelle, and for all women who struggle with their weight, to see how brave Janelle is being. She is putting this on camera, and it's very difficult. And she did it with grace, even though she wasn't the most comfortable in her skin. She wasn't exactly comfortable with this being broadcast. She wasn't comfortable with it being put out there. She put it out there, and she was confident that this is something that she had to do, that she was going to work on. And to this day, she's still working on it. And let's look at how great Janelle looks now in season 17. So she continued with her health journey. Christine says that when she saw Mary working out with Bill, Mary was a pro. Mary had good posture. She was doing everything so well. So Christine thought working out would be easy after watching Mary. Mary and Janelle got a kick out of watching Christine, as always, because she was dramatic. She made it fun. And Bill has told Janelle he looks forward to his workouts with Christine because Christine is so entertaining during her training sessions. Robin says the workout session for her is not really a workout since she's pregnant. She can't do heavy exercise. So Bill does some stretches with Robin, and after the baby is born, she will do more. Janelle realized that she didn't have a lot of basic core strength, so she was very glad that Bill could address it and that she could have a better quality of life as a result. The wives didn't watch Janelle work out because they knew she was very self-conscious about it. Janelle is very encouraged with working with Bill by the way Bill tailored the workout specifically to her and her level of fitness. So Janelle feels very encouraged that this will work.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Janelle has a very strong work ethic, so once she wants to do something and she has it in her mind, I have a feeling she follows through on everything. Next, Cody and the wives gather to meet Danielle, an Episcopal priest who has an interest in religion and theology. And she's a professor, she lectures at university. She came out to Vegas to see friends, and she wants to meet the family to get a perspective about what they believe and how they live. Danielle is very interested in different religions, and Christine wants to pick Danielle's brain about theology. The wives, Cody and Danielle, head to a buffet. Janelle is very dedicated to her health plan. She researched the healthiest buffet options before she went. Christine thought that the food choices at the buffet would be much harder, and it would be much harder than it was as far as picking healthy choices. Mary says it was odd for her to go to a Chinese restaurant, a buffet, and just eat a green salad, but she did. Robin started dry heaving as soon as they got into the door of the restaurant. She has a superpower, her sense of smell, and it's even more defined when you are pregnant. So with her pregnancy, it's even worse. That is so true. When you are pregnant, you can smell something down two halls and around the corner in another room, and you can identify the type of cold cuts in a sandwich. It's a superhuman strength that you develop. Robin says it's not all pregnancy, that's just how she is in general. And Mary mentions that she remembers telling Cody she wishes she could eat whatever she wanted like Robin can. And Cody told Mary, Robin can't eat whatever she wants. She gets sick all the time and she has to be very careful what she eats. And so Mary is glad that she doesn't have that problem. Christine would rather enjoy food. She wants to enjoy every bite that she eats. She wants to savor it. Janelle says she would rather have Robin's problem and not have to worry with the prejudice and the stereotypes that come with being a larger person. In general, in society, there is a huge focus on outward appearance, on looking young, on looking thin, on doing this, on doing that. When your outside appearance is just your package, that has nothing to do with who you are as a person at all. Whatsoever. There's way too much emphasis on what a person looks like when it means absolutely nothing. Next, Danielle brings up some tough questions. Danielle mentions the FLDS compounds and how the Brown's faith is associated with that. And Danielle is wondering if Cody and the wives consider themselves members of that same faith tradition. And Cody says that's not part of their faith, but it comes from a desire to have community because you are different. He says most fundamentalist Mormons are so vastly different and they believe different things. So Cody is separating himself from the fundamentalist Mormons who live on the compounds. Really wants to drive home that he and his wives don't believe the same as the FLDS on the compounds. Even though they are both fundamentalist Mormons, they believe differently. He says the FLDS on the compounds have vastly significant different beliefs. Number one is they believe in arranged marriage, and Cody and the wives don't believe in that. Christine says, Danielle's questions were refreshing because so many people in so many different religions consider them to be a cult. And Danielle was so open. Danielle has invited the Browns to speak with students about their lifestyle and their faith. And Cody likes the idea of speaking publicly, of course. He loves the limelight. But he says, if you have an antagonistic crowd, it's hard to deal with. Janelle says, Danielle mentioned that some of the college-bound kids could come with them and they could see a college on the East Coast. Janelle thinks it's a tremendous experience and it's a great opportunity for some of the older kids to see a college on the East Coast. It's a great opportunity they wouldn't get otherwise. And Janelle wants the kids to consider all colleges, not just some. Mary invited Danielle over next weekend for Leo's birthday. All the kids are coming back from Wyoming, so it's going to be a birthday and a reunion. The wives now head back to the gym. Christine has more energy since she started working out. She isn't as tired during the day since she has been targeting her health and fitness. Mary thinks that Bill is great. He is helping her get the results she wants. It's slow going. It's not as fast as Mary would like, but she needs her clothes to fit better and she wants to get into her smaller jeans. She says that would make her happy. Christine says Bill is a darling, but he pushes and he pushes and he pushes. And Janelle says it makes her feel better. She likes working with Bill. She likes working out. Cody says Bill is a professional, so he expects that Bill will be professional when he interacts with his wives. So Cody isn't too worried about Bill working with his wives. Janelle has more energy now. She feels more awake. She feels more confident in the way she can move her body after just a few sessions. Janelle thinks this will open up a whole new world for her. Next, Bill and all the ladies do a group hug. Mary explains that they thought Danielle was cool and safe, so now they've invited her to meet the family at Leo's 16th birthday. The boys are going to be coming back from Wyoming, so it's a great time to meet the family. Logan explains that they went to the ranch for 2 months in Wyoming over the summer to help their uncle out. Logan went with Hunter, Garrison, and Peyton. Aurora is very excited that Janelle is coming with the boys and that all the kids are going to be reunited. All the little kids were jumping up and down, screaming. They were very excited when Janelle arrived with the boys. They were screaming like they were at a boy band concert. It was so cute. Mary says this gathering was like any of their family get-togethers. It was loud and chaotic, and the kids were super excited to be reunited. Logan was happy to get out of Vegas. He enjoyed his time in Wyoming. Janelle was concerned because Danielle's first impression of their whole family was during a loud party, Brown family chaos at this gathering, and Danielle was an only child, so she may not have been used to all of that commotion. Cody was surprised that Danielle and her husband weren't plugging their ears because it was so loud. Mary says the kids are the glue in the family. They want to be together all of the time, and they love to be with each other. Mary envisions that eventually the kids will grow up and they'll move away, and she wonders, what will the sister wives and Cody have between them when that happens? Christine says once the kids grow up and move, they will love up on all the grandkids. Christine doesn't see things changing much. She envisions vacations with her sister wives. Mary sees it changing. That freaks Christine out a little bit, but Mary says they will have the grandkids. Janelle jokes that maybe they will have one huge RV or four. And we know Janelle finally got her dream of living in the trailer, and it wasn't exactly what she envisioned. Cody has agreed after speaking with Danielle that he is going to go with his wives and some of his kids to speak with Danielle's students. So in a couple months, they're all heading to Boston. Danielle says there was so much love in their home when the kids were reunited, so it makes it hard for her to cast negative judgment on Cody's family. She says she can't say that for all polygamists, but she can say that for the Browns. I wonder what Danielle would think after seeing the changing dynamic and Cody's toxic behavior with all of his manipulation and patriarchy talk in later seasons. It's sad to hear Janelle and Christine's versions of the future, knowing now how things played out. That does it for this episode. I'll be back next week for the next episode of My Sister Wives Rewatch, Season 3, Episode 7, July 4th Rebellion. To my YouTube viewers, please like, subscribe, and let me know your thoughts in the comments section if you like. Thanks for listening. I'll see you soon. Bye.